Hi, this is Margot. This is Sunday, February 11th, 2018. And today I'm going to talk about a conversation that I had with Jesus back in November. And I'm going to read it to you and then talk about some of the specific things, because I've seen how people are not wanting to totally commit to him. And this is because they've been programmed by Satan to think that they don't need him. But we do need him, and he did come here to help us, to save us, to guide us, to teach us how to live, and teach us how to ascend and not be caught up in this 3D matrix. That's what his resurrection and ascension was about. And many people don't want to understand this and get this. So, I'm just going to start in with this conversation that I had with him back in November. I say, Jesus, thank you for coming. I've been bringing people and casting out demons, bringing the messages of you and God and the angelic realm to the world. It's so dark, Jesus. It's so dark. And I'm seeing how Satan has manipulated everything, and how people, if they don't make that final leap spiritually, that they will not be saved either. I see this so clearly now. And he says, yes, my daughter. Unless people make that final commitment and that final leap, they are caught in the snare of the dark side and of Satan. And they will not be saved. They must totally open their hearts and totally surrender all of their ego, all of their wants, all of their needs, surrender everything to me, and open their hearts and ask for salvation, then ask for guidance and ask for healing. It's a final step that most people are not taking. Many of your clients are not taking this final step. They are so programmed against asking for help from me. This is what Satan has done. He's perverting my word and my message. He's perverted everything. He's in all the religions and all the churches. I'm so tired, my daughter. I'm weary from the way everything has happened. And you understand, and now you see the truth. You see the truth of this reality. Without divine help, no one has a chance. The truth is, this 3D reality is a pure manipulation by Satan. Father's world, the kingdom, is multidimensional. It is not merely three-dimensional. Your spirit manifests in many dimensions. It should not be limited to this 3D, to this physical reality, to this physical body. It should not be trapped. It should be able to come and go at will. You know this and see this, and you understand how it evolved and how it happened. You've seen this and you understand this. This is what I was trying to teach people with my resurrection, with my victory over this body, this manifestation. It is merely a manifestation, merely a body. It is not you. It is not who you are. And the body can come under much attack and much affliction, but it does not taint you. It does not taint you, who you are, or your soul, or your spirit. It is a distraction. Everything here in 3D is a distraction. The old yogis knew it once they understood it was an illusion. The illusion is the distraction from the true reality of the other worlds and the other expressions. Satan has totally trapped people in this reality, and his goal is to trap them forever, as you know, with AI, with the cyborgs, with the electronic fence, with 5G, everything. People are selling out right and left. This is what Satan wants. And I say, Jesus, my heart is weary, it's heavy, and my body is just rejecting everything here. And he says, I know, my daughter, I understand. You will not have to do this much longer, but I'm telling you, you will be part of my warrior team. You have trained well. This was all about your training and the coming battle. It is fought in the heavens. It will be a spiritual battle that will manifest here on 3D. You will not be in your physical 3D form for this battle. My army comes from all the other realms, and we will manifest our effects here. You understand this. You have been preparing for it with all your spiritual warfare and the clients you have been working with, and you have done well. Thank you for doing this and taking on this battle and being willing to go into this training that you have done. I say, thank you, Jesus. And then he continues, time is very short. It is time to let go of everything and everyone that is not of this new reality, of this embracing me totally. Everybody, anyone politically, other radio hosts, anyone embracing old realities, anyone embracing the dark arts, anyone embracing any of that, it's time to let them go and have nothing to do with them. I am lifting you up. You will see many miracles happening as you transition to your light body. I'm lifting you up. I say, thank you, Jesus. And then he continues, have no fear. No one can harm you. The demons are running from you. They hate you because of what you represent and that I am working through you now. You have been my boots on the ground and you have learned well. And you will be one of my foremost warriors. You will be called upon in the near future. Continue persevering. Continue doing what you have to do to be here in 3D. But have no worries. The battle is ensuing. It is going to ramp up faster and faster now. Time is very short, so you have not 1 second left to waste it on anyone who is engaging the dark side and who will not take that leap. You can share what you wish to share on YouTube, but your message is complete. You have already professed your belief in me and have been bringing people to me in your work, and in your YouTubes, and in your interviews. But the main thing was that you were in training for many things. One of them is the spiritual battle. And then after that, after this battle is over, you will be helping with the restoration of souls, the healing of the wounded, and helping them understand the realities of everything, and helping them let go of all the false stuff and all the false reality from the satanic realm. I'm lifting you up now. I say, thank you, Jesus. And he says, I honor you and bless you and will let no harm come to you. Your mission here is almost complete. Have no fear. And I say, thank you, Jesus. And that was the end of the message. And I just want to emphasize that just because people get their implants removed and they make contact with Jesus, that's not the end. That's the beginning. And I talk about in my spiritual warfare series how you have to change your behaviors. You have to let go of old ways of being in order to embrace this new path. And people I'm seeing are being drawn back into old behaviors because that's what they're familiar with and that's what they're comfortable with. And they have their ego involved and they're not willing to let go of their ego and what they think they want and need. And Jesus says, let go of everything that you want. Let go of your ego. Let go of everything you want to achieve. Everything that you desire, because you really don't know what's in your highest good. And things are so dark. The spiritual realm is so dark now, and the darkness is encompassing round about. And if you put a little tippy toe out there, you'll come under attack, is what I'm seeing. And people are not prepared for this. They're really not prepared. And the safest way is to rest and be in peace with Jesus and open and let him come into your heart and be with you and guide you and have the holy warrior angels around you and let go of people who are not on a holy path and keep holy company. And that means you can't go to bars anymore. You can't go and engage with people who are drinking and doing drugs and doing psychedelics and, you know, having all astral journeys and stuff. I mean, Jesus is supernatural. He is the most supernatural being that I know. And if you open and trust in him, he will show you so many things that you're not aware of, but he'll do it in a safe manner. And this includes letting go of shamans and healers and, you know, unless they're working directly with Jesus and God, they're working with the dark side. That's all there is to it. They might say, oh, I'm working with the light, but unless they work directly with Jesus Christ, the one who died for our sins and was resurrected and came to help us and show us how to be and how to live and came to save us. He's coming now to save us. We are in hell. This is hell manifesting in 3D. This world is not our world. This whole 3D is constructed by Satan. This is a 3D matrix. We are not from this world. We have come here. We have manifested here. We've infiltrated behind enemy lines for whatever reason, for whatever our purpose is, our mission. But this is not our world. And the more we try to make success, have success in this world, make things happen in this world, manifest things in this world, in this 3D reality, in this 3D matrix, the more we try to do that, the more we're buying into Satan's game. And you're caught. You're caught in the trap. You're just totally caught in it. And you can't get out. There's no way you can get out if you're caught up in all of that. I'm sorry, that's the way it is. So, my heart is so weary and so heavy, and it cries out, and I keep praying over and over all the time. I keep calling out to Jesus and to the angels and to God to help with people, to help open their eyes, to help them to discern. And, you know, discernment is something you have to learn on your own. If you keep getting beat up, it means you're coming under attack, and it means you better do something else. So, this is my message for today. I know it's probably not something people want to hear, but I hope a few people hear it and it helps them. And it helps them understand what's going on. And, you know, you need to call out to Jesus and you need to repent of your sins and say, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of all my sins, the ones I know about and the ones I don't know about. And the ones I don't know about, bring to my attention so that I can stop doing them and ask for forgiveness. Because you may be doing something that's opening yourself up for demonic attack. You may not even be aware of it. So you want to ask Jesus to show you that and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with spirit-filled eyes, heart, mind, and discernment. And you want to ask for the Holy Warrior Angels to go before you and clear and sanctify your path. And you want to command Satan to get behind you. You want to command him out of you and rebuke all of his demons and minions and unclean spirits and command them back to the abyss and command them to not come back. And it's not just one time. You have to do this on an ongoing basis, daily, on a daily ongoing basis, because you are coming under attack. We all are. And it's not going to get any less, and it's not going to get any better. But if you get close with Jesus and ask him into your heart, at least you'll be protected, and you'll not get the brunt of the big attacks. You'll be more protected and you'll have discernment. And you'll be saved when it's time. So the time is now. The time to make your choice is now. But once you make that choice, you can't go back and you can't be engaging in other stuff that you were doing before, and you can't go back to other religions that you were doing before. You can't go pray to Allah and be thinking that Jesus is going to be saving you at the last minute. And you can't be going back to shamans, and can't be doing ayahuasca or other psychedelics that are going to be kicking out of your body and then expect Jesus to be there for you. You can't. This is a narrow path, and it's getting narrower. So it's time to make the decision now. Now is the time. You do not have 1 second left to waste. Now is the time. And you need to put on holy warrior suit of God, all of the armor of God, and you need to get shielded up, and you need to get strong in spiritual warfare. You need to be kicking some demon ass and not blessing demons for bringing an experience to you. There's nothing to bless about a demon. A demon was sent by Satan to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's all there is to it. And I get so angry when I hear this stuff. And I get so angry when I see people pervert Jesus's name and pervert his word and pervert the prayers and, you know, take Jesus Christ out of the prayer and pervert it into some New Age thing. I get so angry when I see that. This is all Satan perverting the message and perverting Jesus. So that's all I have to say for today. I'm Margo. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, green living coach, and empathic spiritual healer. I've been focusing in the last couple of years on removing implants from people of all kinds, not physical implants, but implants from other realms, other dimensions. They can be alien, they can be etheric, they can be emotional, they can, it's whatever's left over in the energy body and holding them back from restoring their divine connection. And then helping them to restore that divine connection. And I'm specifically talking about the connection with Jesus. So that's how I work. And if you're more interested in learning more about how I work, I have a lot of videos on my YouTube channel about implant removal, but you really want to look for the one about how my work has evolved, and it describes the typical first three sessions, because it does take me about three times to get people cleared up, because I do a lot of teaching and guidance as well. So that's my message for today. Until next time, my name is Margot. God bless and go in peace. Goodbye.